Can you speak?
If you're going to talk to me like I'm a customer, yes.
For sure. Then let's just basically talk like a customer, okay? All right. So
okay.
I know that you have talked to many people from the day. I'm really sorry about that particular experience, but that is not my fault.
I didn't say I was blaming you.
Right.
All I was trying to do was tell you why I was asking to be specific and explicit, and it didn't require you being a smartass.
Because I think, but let's just leave that particular part. Let me tell you the process, okay?
Sure.
All right. So how we work is in the next 48 to 72 hours, we will be sending you the first initial look off your website. You will have unlimited changes and revisions so that you could be satisfied at the end. The total estimated time for the website to be completed would be 10 to 12 days, depending on how fast are you responding us. You will have 100% satisfaction, money-back guarantee.
Is that only before the first design? Because that's been the issue I've had also, where say that.
No. We will send you 3 to 4 different designs so that you could pick up the best one, and all of them would be designed customly.
First of all, okay, what is your name?
My name is Chase.
Okay, Chase, do me a favor. So I'm very specific, and I'm a really big on customer service, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to say something to you,
okay,
and you cut me off. So that tells me then you're not interested in listening to what I have to say. And as the client, I really take offense to that.
All right,
because what I was going to say was important to me.
Okay. Well, I was just trying to finish myself.
Customer service nowadays is horrible.
Okay. I was just trying to complete myself.
First, you're the developer, and I'm just the client. I'll go after.
Okay.
I thought you had something to say.
Right. So now you tell me, what is your requirement?
Okay, that's what I was going to say. So if I can go back to what I was going to say.
Sure.
What
sure.
I was going to say is people say 100% money back guarantee,
mm-hmm,
but it really is only up until you get the first design. And then if you're not satisfied for anything thereafter, then they either only want to give you a certain percentage or maybe not even do a refund at all. So what I don't like, and this is the reason I'm asking, is to be misled.
Okay.
I don't mind dealing with people that are upfront, transparent, and I know exactly what I'm getting and what I'm not getting. But I don't want to be misled only to waste my time and money further, and then I'm still without a product. So I'm just trying to alleviate the problems that I had with the two previous designers.
Okay.
My other issue is customer service. I'm the client. I'm coming to you. I'm paying you money for a service. So I don't expect to be treated like something other than a client. And it's my requirements, not yours. So you listen to me.
Okay.
And I'm appalled at how rude people are nowadays, and they call themselves customer service. So what I'm trying to get at is I want everything on the e-commerce enterprise package. My other question is that there's a couple of things that have the phrase optional after it. If I want those optional features, does that mean it's covered in that price point, or does that mean it's extra?
No, it's basically included in the package. Let's suppose that if some of the features you would not like to activate right now at the moment, we can keep it as it is. And at any certain point, you can come back to us, and whenever you need that particular feature, you can add it out free of cost.
Okay, Chase, help me understand your lingo. I'm trying to learn you. You keep using the word basically. And I have a feeling that your definition of basically is maybe a little different than mine, basically. When someone says basically, I'm thinking that it's not necessarily completely accurate, but similar to. So
right,
I don't know if that's what you mean when you say basically.
No, this is not the point. The options are included in the package. It's just that depending on your particular needs, if you want it, we can activate them. If not, you can always activate them in the future.
I want everything. I don't want to come back and have something activated later.
Sure.
I want
sure.
everything that this package will provide me.
Sure. And I assure you for that part that we will give you an excellent services. So by that way, you could have
a
better experience.
No. The reason why I'm stopping you is every other designer has said the same thing. You don't know me well enough to make that kind of assurance because you don't even know what I'm looking for yet. So when people say that blatantly, it's like you're trying to sell me. You can't take that assurance. You really can't. So just what I'm asking is don't blow smoke up my ass because I don't care about that.
Okay.
So how many designs you said I would get? How many concepts? Let's see. Six concepts. Are those distinctly different concepts?
Yes, three different concepts.
Okay, this says six here.
Yes, six. So first of all, the first round in the next 48 to 72 hours will be sent out to you three. If out of the three you did not like it, we will send you three more.
Okay, that's not what this says. If this tells me six, I want six. That
okay.
means I want six to choose from.
Right.
Okay, I want what I'm reading.
Sure.
Okay. Now, do you guys do anything from templates at all?
We work on custom designs, specifically on this package.
I don't know if that answers my question or not. I'm saying, will you work off a template or not?
No.
Because?
Because we have designers who can design the website from scratch for you, just to make you different from other competitors.
Okay. So if I find a template that I like or similar things from one template to another, because I don't typically like a lot of custom stuff, depending on, they would have to have a really good quality.
Mm-hmm.
And I find a lot of times now designers, I'm surprised a lot of times. I'm very picky. I know what I like. I know what I don't like, right? So sometimes if I see a template, I'll do a screenshot or something, and I say, okay, maybe from a template perspective, this is the foundation or this is what I want it to look like.
Okay.
Now, whether they just recreate it, fine, but my point is if I show you a template, I want the quality of the template that I'm providing you.
Okay. That is doable.
Okay.
If you already have idea, we can do that.
No, I don't. I still want my six concepts.
You will still have
that
six concepts. Yes, you will still have that six concepts. With that, the idea.
So do you have someone that takes my requirements prior to the concepts, or how do you do that?
We have a form. We send you the form once we sign you up. You fill that form out and give us your requirements.
How many designers would work on it?
Four designers.
Okay, and do you guys also offer a content package with this? I don't remember if content was included.
The content is not included in this, but we can surely give you.
For how much?
For the complete website content, it will just going to be $7.99.
That's not just $7.99.
$799, that's the price.
I know, when you said just, as though it's $7.99. Okay. And how does that process work? Like, let me guess, by form as well, right?
By form as well. And let me tell you how the process works for the content. We will be sending you a form in which you will just fill out the requirements. Then we have creative, well-written writers who will write the original content for you according to your exact requirements. And the content will be having meta details with each custom page. And we will provide you a catchy title, keywords, and page description. And the best part is that the content would be SEO friendly, so that your keywords will be placed in the title and you could come up on the search as a fluent manner. And in the content,
what
too, you will
say
have...
About page what?
Sorry?
I'm sorry, page something? You said something about page subscription or something? Or?
Yeah. So we will give your pages custom page or catchy titles and keyword page description, and the content will be SEO friendly.
Okay. So for this one, it's unlimited pages, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and what do you require down initially up front?
Usually it's totally up front, considering the fact we are just going to go ahead and work out. But of course, as you have bad experience passed, we will just simply going to put down 50% up front and 50% upon completion.
Yeah, because I would never, ever with anybody, bad experience or not, pay that up front. That's insane. Okay, do you have any samples of marketplaces that you've done already? Excuse me?
Let me send you on the chat.
Okay. The Mercury?
Yes.
Is this the only one?
This is the only one. You can look at it. And let me just send you a few more. I'll send you some e-commerce that we have done. This is one of the multi-vendor.
But how accustomed are you to doing multi-vendor, though?
This is a multi-vendor website.
Didn't answer my question, Chase. How accustomed are you doing multi-vendor?
All right, so we have different particular platforms. We have drop shipping materials. We create custom backgrounds, custom application, in which, let's say that if I'm a vendor, I'm going to come up. It depends on you that either I'm coming up onto a subscription module or onto a percentage module, so that whenever my product is being sold out, the customer who are creating the account, they can basically sign up the agreement by filling out their information that 10% or 15% would be deducted for this particular website. Or else you can go with the subscription-based module as well, that I'm paying you $7, $10, whatever the price you have in mind, every single month for your website services to be used.
Okay, none of that answers my question, so that tells me you probably don't have an answer. Now, I was hoping to see something else because this Mercari site to me looks horrible.
Okay. Let me send you 2-3 more.
All right. Yeah, this is horrible.
Have a look at this one.
All right. Let me take a look at the other one.
Sure.
Poshmark. You did Poshmark?
We just developed the site. We didn't design it.
So then what is this going to tell me that references back to what you guys do?
Because the functionality that you see on the Poshmark is being designed by us, developed by us.
Okay, do you, one of the things I'm also looking for is where, so if you have a vendor, right, I want people to be able to log into, you know, like you have community forum kind of thing?
Right.
Okay? I want each of those vendors to be able to have that functionality. Is that doable?
That is doable.
Okay, that would be apart from mine. It would be, they would have their own, right?
Right. It will just be the vendor's platform that you're looking for. A community section or a community page where they can basically talk about, they can chat about, they can talk about their products or anything that you would like to give them
right.
the opportunity for.
Right. So when you say just the vendor, I would also get one as a owner, right?
Right. You will have the master access. You will have the master access.
So what I'm saying to you is I don't want just the master access. I want my own access as well.
You will get that. With the master access, we will
okay.
give you the admin access.
What I'm saying, Chase, I don't know if we're talking the same language. I want my own in addition to the admin.
You will get that. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, thank you.
You will have a master okay. access and the admin access, the admin account, so that you can
okay.
also use that.
Okay, all right. Well, I like Poshmark a little bit better. It looks cleaner. The one thing that I really am trying to avoid, though, and this is just my – so, Vincent, did you design this too or just the development?
The Mercari was designed and developed by us. The Vinted yes. is also designed and developed by us, so as the other three. So the Poshmark is the only one that we have just developed it.
Well, Vinted looks way better than that Mercari. The Mercari one looks horrible. Okay. This is the only thing, though – is that I don't want product on my main page. So, for example, I want it to appear as though, imagine if you were going into a brick-and-mortar mall, right? You enter the mall, and maybe you go to the directory or whatever, you see the different stores within the mall.
Right.
So my home page, I want it to be, I don't want any product on there unless it's something like maybe somebody that would be advertising, and maybe I might have three advertisers or something, but it's not going to be where you just go, you just scroll down and go directly into product. I
okay.
want where you have to go into the site in order to get to product.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. We will have a shop
just
page
makes
separately.
Junky, and I don't like that. Pardon me?
We will have a separate page for shop where they can see the products and buy it. The home page will be clear, and we can get some ideas what you would like to add, maybe become a vendor or join us or something like
yeah.
that onto the home page.
Yeah. So do you have let's see, if I don't know if I can attach something in chat. Can I attach something to this?
Yes, you can. You can.
Yeah. Let me attach something to you because I want to show you a mock-up that someone gave me already.
Okay.
The problem that I'm having is that I'm not pleased with the turnaround time. I was
mm-hmm.
hoping to do an official virtual launch for January 1st.
Okay.
They're telling me they probably can't get something to me until the end of December,
okay.
which is cutting it too close.
Okay.
So I actually, in actuality, Chase, I have three marketplace sites that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But I'm looking for someone that I can partner with, and then I'll also have e-commerce. Like for, as I sign up businesses and they don't have websites, I want somebody that I can partner with that I can send them to, and they can get websites too, right? Or
right.
depending on, you know, what the need is, right?
Okay.
The problem I'm having is finding someone that I can trust, that I have developed a good rapport with, and can and knows how to treat a customer and not blow smoke up my ass and just overpromise, underdeliver, and then I'm the one, you know, eating the brunt of it. I don't want that kind of relationship. So I've had trouble finding this because everybody's saying, oh, we can do this. You're going to love it. Da-da-da-da-da. And then when I get it, it looks like crap. And then when I want my money back, they won't give it to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you allow me to speak, first of all, I'm really sorry for the starting of the call, whatever happened, because I didn't expect that to be done. However, I will not simply going to say golden words, which you have already heard so many times. I rather prove you with the results.
I appreciate that. Thank you for apologizing. That meant a lot to me. Thank you.
No problem.
I'm not a mean person or a bad person. I'm just direct. I know what I want. I know what I don't want. And when I ask a question, I want an answer to the question I ask. Right? So I know that comes off hard for a lot of people. And sometimes people don't request that level of detail. But I do, because this is something that I put my pride on and I'm signing my name to, and I believe in excellence. And if it's not in excellence, I'm not going to put it out there. Okay? So I do appreciate your apology. Thank you. I apologize as well.
No problem.
So,
you don't have to apologize.
Let me just... Okay. But, well, thank you, though. I do appreciate that. Okay. I'm just going to send you a couple of screenshots.
Okay.
And I'd just be curious just to get your initial feedback. It's really not for anything specific, but... just out of curiosity.
What is your name, if I may know? I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
It's Karen, K-A-R-Y-N.
K-A-R-Y-N?
Afari. Yeah, Afari, A-F-A-R-I. Okay, I sent you an attachment.
Yes, I do see that.
I'm going to send you something else, too, because I'm just showing you now somebody else. So right now I've got a couple of different people, developers that are working on stuff, and unfortunately because they're now not able to get my money back, I'm stuck. But that still doesn't mean I have to go through with them, because again, I'm not going to just put out anything. And if I'm and one company I'm really just about to take legal action, because I'm tired of people promoting 100% guarantee, and then, oh, by the way, we don't really mean that.
Right.
So, nonetheless, I'm trying to find an alternative solution, because I still want to make my deliverable deadline of a January 1st launch.
Got it.
Okay, let's see here. I got one more thing to show you. I'm just trying to find it here.
Sure.
Let's see here. It is it's a draft of the website.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to find it real quick. I might have to go back and save it. Give me a moment. I'm sorry.
Sure. Take your time.
Let's see here. Okay, I think I have it. Just a second. That's not it. Okay, give me a moment.
Sure.
Where are you guys located?
San Jose, California.
Oh, okay. I visited there once. It's nice. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see that. It's at Santan Valley, Arizona. Is it hot always in Arizona?
Yeah, but no, my phone number is from North Carolina. I lived in North Carolina for a while.
Oh, okay, cool.
But yeah, it's hot. It's generally hot in the.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've heard.
In Arizona. Okay, I think I found it now. Hold on.
All right.
No, that's not it. Oh, here it is. Okay, let me do a save of this. Actually, I'm going to paste the link.
Sure.
But I don't know if it's secure or not, so hopefully you can get it.
Okay.
Okay, so there's two different ones. And so what I'm doing, these were the mock-ups I was given. And so what I'm doing is I wasn't really pleased with these. So what I was trying to do was go through some templates to try to get samples of, okay, this is what I'm looking for kind of thing, and do my own mock-up because nobody's going to know what I like and what I don't like. So, okay, I'm going to send you two links here.
Sure.
And then you can let me know your thoughts. Did you get the first attachment?
Not right now, not until now.
Okay.
Have you worked for United Health Group?
Yeah, how do you know?
Oh, I just basically searched you, and I think you went to Villanova University.
Oh, that's on Google?
Actually, we do have some sort of what you can say a search calculator that can search the client.
Okay.
All right, so you have sent me two things, Marketplace version 1, but I didn't get the pictures. I don't know why. Would you like to do a Zoom call so that we can...
If you scroll up, okay. Well, if you scroll up, you don't see them up there?
I do see them.
Above the Marketplace?
The pictures, the blue pictures and the orange one?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, I do see that. All right, so I have opened them up. I have the version 1. It says Marketplace, Grace and Glory.
Right. So you can see how, I mean, it's a good start, but I'm just not. I'm definitely looking for something different. Wait, I don't know if it's opening. Okay, wait. It didn't open for me. So did you? What are you seeing right now? Is it red or purple or what are you seeing?
I'm seeing the blue. I'm talking about the images that you sent me initially.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna have to open up the link. I think is broken. Let me try one more time.
Sure. Or if you want, we can do a Zoom call. So by that way, you can share the screen and.
Yeah. Why don't we do that? Can we? Are you able to do it now or no?
No, we can do it now. Let me just send you the link right away.
Okay, but can you send it to my email because I don't do Zoom from my phone.
That's fine. What's your email?
No. Okay, I'll put it in the chat for you.
Sure.
Yeah, because I need a monitor. I had a cornea transplant, and it's just on my phone. It's too hard to see.
That's fine. That's okay.
Okay, I just sent you my email.
All right. Just stay on the phone. Just give me 30 seconds or a minute so that I can send you, and I can give you confirmation, and then I can join. All right? Just stay on the line.
All right. Thanks.
All right, can you check your email?
Mm-hmm. Okay, second. Okay. Are you on now?
I am on.
Are you on the phone now? Okay, all right. It hasn't come through yet, but let me give it a second here.
Sure. You can check your spam if you did not get my email yet.
Okay, just a second.
Sure.
Okay, I think that might have been it. Let's see here.
Okay.
No, that was spam. Let's see. Spam, spam, spam. I don't see it in spam either. Let's see here.
Let me resend that to you. Can you refresh it now?
Okay. Okay, I got it now.
Perfect, perfect.
Okay.
So I'll disconnect the call from here, and I'll wait for you on Zoom, okay?
All right, thanks.
Perfect. Bye.